He has been a journalist, an emergency medical technician, and a mayor. Now Dan Drew wants to be the next governor of Connecticut. Drew was elected the mayor of Middletown, Connecticut in 2011. He has now officially entered the race for the Democratic nomination for governor, hoping to succeed fellow Democrat Dana Malloy, who will not run for re-election next year. Daniel Drew calls himself a pro-growth progressive Democrat.
Focusing on middle-class jobs and middle-class prosperity is the most important direction that we can take, and that we need to ensure that every decision that we're making has the middle class in mind and their prosperity in mind.
How do you do that? How do you boost the middle class?
You have a more progressive income tax. You invest in education. You invest in VOTEC. You invest in community colleges. You rebuild your infrastructure. And you focus on aligning your workforce development programs and your ability to retain people in the state with the long-term goals of where your small businesses and where your industry growth is going to be. I think one step in that direction is free public higher education, and I think a single-payer healthcare system at the state level is also a major step in that direction, because one of the things it would do is unleash tremendous entrepreneurship in our state.
Can you have a single-payer health care system, and can you have free higher education without a significant tax increase?
I think you can have them, and I think you have to be careful about how you are using your money. So I think if we do less money to corporations, less tax credits directly to subsidize specific corporations, then we can afford those things.
You just mentioned corporations. General Electric moved its corporate headquarters out of Connecticut to the Boston area. We recently got word that Hartford is losing an insurance giant, at least partially. How do you stop that?
Well, those companies both are going to states with a higher minimum wage. They're both going to states with paid family leave. They're both going to states that have unitary reporting taxes. Those states have higher tax burdens than Connecticut does. The issue for those states is that the benefit that those states have that we don't have right now is that they're able to attract the kind of workforce that those companies desire in order to grow. So I think one of the things that we need to do in order to see the growth in companies coming here and in companies staying here is focusing on workforce development and ensuring that we have all the people that will make us competitive.
You were a journalist. You were an EMT. Tell us a little bit more about your background. What do those jobs and the other experiences you've had bring to your agenda as governor?
Well, I think I come from the place that I mentioned earlier. I come out of the middle class. I grew up in a household that when I was a kid had some challenges with domestic violence and didn't always have a solid financial footing. And, my wife and I have struggled at various points over the years. We have four children. I understand what it's like to raise a family on a middle-class income, and that's where my focus is. As a journalist, I helped expose corruption in a sheriff's office in Virginia, and that led to an indictment. I covered the Washington sniper case. I think when you're a journalist, when you work in nonprofits, as I have over the years, and especially when you're a mayor and you're so close to the people each and every day, you get a real sense about what people are thinking and what matters to them and what's going on in their lives. And if you have that sense, then you can start to make good decisions about how you're governing. If you don't have that sense, if you're not close to the people, if you're too far removed from them, then you can't identify with what they're going through. And if you can't identify with what they're going through, then you can't make the right decisions on their behalf.
As you know, the state budget is late. If you were the governor, how would you get the sides together to get a state budget in place in Hartford?
I would look at a more progressive income tax. I would raise taxes on the wealthiest people in our state. I would look to legalize and tax recreational marijuana. I would look at implementing tolls in the state. And then I would look at reforming how our local and state governments work. Our local governments are very expensive and cost the state quite a bit of money. And the reason is that they're funded primarily through a local regressive property tax. And we need to relieve the property tax burden on municipalities and municipal homeowners and businesses, because that's one of the things that makes running a town or city very expensive and in the long run makes growth difficult.
There are two major casinos in the state right now, a third on the drawing board for Northwestern Connecticut. What are your thoughts of casinos and how it plays a role in the state's economy?
Well, they're here. They play a very important role. The legislature just passed a bill, as you mentioned, to bring the third one in. I think that they play an important role where they are. I would be very reticent to see significant growth in that industry at this point. But the ones that are here play a significant role in our economy and provide a lot of living wage jobs. And they are an important part of our state.
Daniel Drew is the mayor of Middletown, Connecticut, and a candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor.